If you are considering your first Olympic distance triathlon, the most important message is this. It is achievable. With a structured 12-week plan, consistency, gradual progression, and proper recovery, beginners can complete the race. You do not need to be exceptionally talented. You need realistic preparation, smart pacing, and steady training. The race itself is straightforward in distance. A 1.5-kilometer swim, a 40-kilometer bike ride, and a 10-kilometer run. In total, that is 51.5 kilometers. The challenge is not the distance alone. It is learning to train for all three disciplines, manage fatigue, and execute race day without burning out too early. Before you begin, be honest with yourself about your current fitness. A good baseline is the ability to swim 800 meters continuously, cycle for 60 minutes, and run for 30 minutes. You do not need to be fast. You need to be able to complete the work with good form while building comfort in each sport. Some programs may use slightly lower starting baselines, but the principle is the same. Complete the distances at any pace. Prioritize form over speed. Build confidence in the water, on the bike, and on the run. If one sport is stronger than the others, give extra time to the weakest discipline. That balance will make the full race feel much more manageable. Training duration should be based on your current fitness, injury history, available time, and life commitments. For most beginners, 12 weeks is the right window. Complete novices may need 16 to 20 weeks. Fitter single sport athletes may manage 8 to 10 weeks. Choose the plan that fits your reality, then stay consistent. For a first race, the primary goal should be finishing, not hitting a specific time. Process goals are far more useful. Focus on completing key workouts, mastering transitions, improving technique, and practicing race nutrition. Those details are what separate a smooth race from a chaotic one. The recommended weekly structure takes about 6 to 8 hours per week. That includes 2 swim sessions, 2 bike sessions, 2 run sessions, and 1 full rest day. This is not about maximizing every single workout. It is about building a sustainable rhythm that keeps you healthy and ready to progress. Swimming should include 1 technique-focused pool session and 1 open water practice. Pool sessions can build to 15 to 2,000 meters. Emphasize interval sets and efficient stroke mechanics. You are trying to build smoothness, rhythm, and confidence, not turn the pool into a punishment. Open water practice is essential because it teaches skills the pool does not. You need to learn sighting, bilateral breathing, and how to handle choppy water. The article recommends at least 6 open water swims before race day. That is not optional if you want to feel calm and prepared when you start in the water. Cycling should include 1 long endurance ride and 1 interval workout. The long ride should build to 60 to 70 kilometers. The interval session should progress from short efforts to longer, harder efforts. Early rides may be 30 to 45 minutes, increasing to 70 to 90 minutes as race day approaches. Running should include 1 tempo or quality session and 1 recovery run. Running is the highest injury risk discipline, so most of your running should be low intensity. This builds durability, protects your joints, and prepares your legs to handle the final 10 kilometers after swimming and cycling. Tempo runs should gradually increase, and your longest run should build to 14 to 16 kilometers. Do not chase speed too early. Build the base first. Then add quality. The goal is to arrive at race day with fresh legs and a body that can handle the run without breaking down. Recovery is a performance tool, not a weakness. 1 full rest day per week helps refill glycogen stores, repair muscle tissue, prevent overtraining, and avoid mental burnout. Training is where you create stress. Recovery is where you adapt. If you skip recovery, you are not training smarter. The article also recommends reducing training volume by about 30% every 3 to 4 weeks. This allows your body to adapt and absorb the work. Quality training matters more than simply accumulating distance or time. A focused, well-recovered athlete will beat an exhausted one every time. The 12-week plan is divided into four phases. Weeks 1 through 4 are base building. The focus is low-intensity endurance work, technique development, and gradual volume increases. This is where you build the engine and the habits. The text notes that about 95% of an Olympic triathlon relies on aerobic energy, even though race pace can feel intense. That is why the base phase matters so much. If your aerobic system is strong, race day feels more controlled. If it is weak, everything feels harder than it should. Weeks 5 through 8 shift towards speed and strength. This is where you add tempo work at 90 to 95% of lactate threshold and more race-specific intensity. You are not trying to race every workout, but you are preparing the body to handle sustained effort. Weeks 9 through 11 are the race simulation phase. Workouts should closely mimic race conditions. That can include race-based swim sets, bike intervals at functional threshold power, run intervals at 10-kilometer pace, and brick workouts. This is where preparation becomes specific. Week 12 is the taper. Training volume is reduced by 40 to 60%, while you maintain some intensity and workout frequency. The goal is to eliminate fatigue, conserve energy, and sharpen performance. This is not the time to test yourself. This is the time to let the training settle in. A proper taper can improve race day performance by 2 to 3% and may increase glycogen stores by up to 15%. That is a real advantage. It is also when athletes often feel anxious because they are training less. Trust the process. The taper is part of the plan. Several specialized training elements are critical for beginners. Brick workouts combine cycling and running back-to-back. They prepare the body for that awkward transition from pedaling to running. They improve neuromuscular coordination, running economy, and mental toughness. Beginners should start with a short run after cycling and gradually increase the distance and intensity. Do not start with a brutal brick. Build it. The goal is to make the transition from bike to run feel less shocking and more natural. Open water swimming is also essential because it teaches race-specific skills. You need to practice sighting every 3 to 4 strokes, breathing on both sides, and making smooth entries. These small skills save energy and reduce panic at the start. Strength training is recommended 2 to 3 times per week for about 30 minutes per session. It helps prevent injury, improves power, and strengthens stabilizing muscles. This is not about building a massive physique. It is about building a resilient body that can handle the demands of triathlon. The article also explains RPE, or rate of perceived exertion, as a 0 to 10 scale for gauging effort. Easy efforts are 1 to 3. Moderate efforts are 4 to 6. Hard efforts are 7 to 9. Maximum effort is 10. Learning to use RPE helps athletes pace themselves when heart rate or power data may be misleading. On race day, your body can feel different than it does in training. RPE gives you a practical tool to stay in control and avoid making a bad decision early. Race week preparation is important for execution. Create a gear checklist and organize equipment by discipline. Do not leave anything to chance. A calm, organized athlete performs better than a panicked one. Essential items include swimwear or a tri-suit, goggles, a spare pair of goggles, a swim cap, a wetsuit if needed, body lubricant, a helmet, a race belt, sunglasses, cycling shoes, a water bottle, a flat repair kit, running shoes, a cap or visor, socks, sunscreen, a timing chip, a towel, and post-race clothing. Check it twice. The bike should be checked days in advance for tire pressure, brakes, and shifting. Do not wait until the morning of the race. A small mechanical issue can turn a good day into a stressful one. On race day, arrive about 1 hour before the start. Perform a warm-up that includes easy movement, a short swim to acclimate to the water, and a few short strong efforts with recovery. You are not trying to race the warm-up. You are trying to wake the body up. Pacing is a central theme. In the swim, start moderately, find rhythm, and avoid burning energy too early. The start can be chaotic, but your first job is to settle into your own stroke. Drafting behind slightly faster swimmers can save energy, but only if it feels natural and safe. Do not force yourself into someone else's pace if it makes your form suffer. Find a rhythm you can sustain. On the bike, the goal is steady effort rather than constant speed fluctuations. The bike should be treated as part of one continuous race, not an isolated event. If you go out too hard on the bike, the run will punish you. On the run, start conservatively and expect to be 1 to 4 minutes slower than your standalone 10-kilometer time. That is normal. The swim and bike have already done work to your legs. The first kilometer is not a time trial. It is a transition. Breaking the run into manageable segments and focusing on smooth movement can help prevent fading. Think in chunks. 5 kilometers at a time. Keep your form relaxed. Keep your breathing under control. The finish line will come. After crossing the finish line, recovery should begin immediately. The article recommends consuming a carbohydrate to protein recovery drink in a 3-to-1 ratio within 20 minutes. Stay moving with an easy walk. Hydrate. Replace electrolytes. Reflect on the experience. The finishing time is less important than completing the race and learning from it. Your first Olympic distance triathlon is not about beating everyone. It is about proving to yourself that you can prepare, execute, and finish. The key takeaways are simple. Start with a realistic baseline. Follow a weekly structure of 2 swims, 2 bikes, 2 runs, and 1 rest day. Progress through base building, speed and strength, race simulation, and taper phases. Practice brick workouts and open water swimming. Use strength training for injury prevention. Learn to pace using RPE. Prepare your gear and race strategy in advance. Focus on finishing rather than speed. These are the habits that turn a beginner into a finisher. With 6 to 8 hours of weekly commitment and consistent training, a first Olympic distance triathlon becomes a realistic goal for dedicated beginners. Stay patient. Stay disciplined. Trust the plan.